I do.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Okay, well, hold 1 second. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will begin your hearing in just a moment, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes?
Just give me 1 second and we'll get started.
Okay.
Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jeremy Joseph Fiore, 224567.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing?
Good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, you cannot see us, but we have a three-member panel this afternoon. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. So, Mr. Fiore and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Fiore, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from your warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of phase one. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
I will begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal record company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number four is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling as verbally directed on or about August 18, 2017. Mr. Fiore, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 27, 2017 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated November 1st, 2017. Mr. Fiore, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 27, 2017, as directed on October 20, 2017, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Fiore, is this true or false?
Yes, that's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Fiore's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Mr. Fiore, just 1 second and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing.
Okay.
And you will have a chance to speak with the board in detail. Just 1 second. Okay, so we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fiore was released from DOC custody on August 18th of 2017. He was arrested on November 2nd of 2017 by the Department of Public Safety under the Gotten Warrant status. and was returned to our custody that same day with six absconders with a community supervision end date of March 24th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2007, aggravated assault, 1 year. And 2007, marijuana violation, 1 year. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is STG and gang information noted, and on December of 2007, the PSI states that Fierro joined the criminal street gang Barrio Tolosan Chicanos at age of 12. He has a minimal disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2000, assault with deadly weapon, AZ juvenile probation. 2001, burglary, third degree, AZ juvenile probation. 2002, possession and sales of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2006, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2013, possession and sales of dangerous drugs. Sorry, that was no charges on that one. 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2014, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G6B6.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Fierro. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from DOC to reside at Changes, 1344 South Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona. You were discharged from this residence in August due to failure to pay rent. In August, you were approved to reside at TLC in Mesa. You were discharged from that residence in October for failing to return to the residence by curfew. In October 2nd, 2017, you're approved to reside at 2444 West Devonshire Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. That was your last known address. So was that your last address before you were violated by parole?
Yes, it was.
Thank you, sir. Employment notes, it looks like that you were employed at Wholesome Bakery?
Yes.
Then... Okay, it says you were fired from Wholesome on October 12, 2017 for failing to report to work on numerous occasions. And then we never received new employment information. Were you working anywhere else besides Wholesome, sir?
No, I wasn't.
Thank you, sir. Programming notes. you're aware of the allegations that I just read. It looks like that you referred to task for random your analysis with the color code maroon. In August, you failed to submit a sample. In August 25th, you had submitted a sample that was positive for THC. In September 11th, you failed to submit a sample for testing. On October 27th, another failure to submit a sample. It looks like on August 18th, in a contact visit, you were directed to attend, participate, and complete the MRT cognitive behavioral treatment program at Correctional Healthcare. You completed the intake process. It looks like you missed several classes. Then you were suspended as of October 25th, 2017 due to numerous missed classes. Last notes and sanctions. You were placed on weekly reporting until compliance. You were approved to change your place of residence in order to attend CHC. You failed to complete these sanctions by failing to attend CHC as scheduled and failure to report for weekly reporting on October 27, 2017. So, Mr. Fierro, I'll just begin by asking you, you were missing from community supervision for 6 days. That's a short period of time, but your parole officer couldn't account for your activity. So what was going on during that time?
I was going through some things. I had a friend that just committed suicide, and I kind of fell off from there, and that's what led me to everything else, you know. But other than that, I thought I was ready for it and for freedom, and I guess I just wasn't, you know.
Well, thank you for being honest. That's something we hear a lot, and reintegrating back into the community is not necessarily easy. We recognize that there's challenges that come with that. It looks like that you were struggling with some residential issues. It looks like you moved from Changes to TLC and then from TLC to a private address. What was going on during that time?
Well, because when I was working, well, Changes, I needed money to get the right was released, and I had the money, so they sent me straight to TLC. And when I was at TLC, I was working job tickets to pay my rent, and it was interfering with my classes, because I would get off of work like at 5:30, and my classes were at 5. So my PO let me get a place to address in Phoenix that was closer to my work, and that was it would be different hours for me to attend my classes. But then my friend committed suicide, and I just kind of fell off from there.
I'm going to ask our community corrections officer a quick question. He was picked up on absconder status after 6 days. Which agency arrested him? He goes writing very quickly.
DPS.
Oh, DPS. Okay, Mr. Fiore, what caused DPS to make contact with you when they arrested you on your abscond status?
I think it was Phoenix.
Oh, okay. And what caused them to make contact?
Oh, I was jaywalking.
What time?
Like 8 o'clock at night, 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. It was a busy area. It's a real busy street, and I was jaywalking to get across the street, to get across the freeway. Something small like that, you know?
Yes, sir. Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer for those 6 days? It looks like that you had a lot of contact up to that point.
Yeah, it's because he wanted me to call him on a Friday. And on a Thursday, I went to leave my apartment, and there was a SWAT team across the street getting ready to hit. So I kind of like, I left, you know? And then she calls me saying that if I didn't report, she didn't issue a warrant. So I was just nervous, you know? I didn't know what was going on, and like, I should have just called her, you know, I'm saying the same, but I should have just called her and checked in that Friday, because she wasn't putting me in treatment, and I should have just, I messed up, I should have just called her. But I was keeping in contact, and I wasn't going to the classes, but I was dropping some clean UAs, you know. I had one dirty UA, but all the rest of my UAs were clean.
Well, we commend you for the clean UAs. It's unfortunately that you weren't able to stay with Holson Bakery. It looks like that didn't work out either. What happened there?
Oh, the hours were from 2 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and it was rough for me. Like, I was fresh out of prison, and it was hard, you know. It was just hard for me to get used to those hours, and like, the hours, I was falling asleep on lunch break, and they weren't liking that, so they let me go.
This is more of a curiosity, Mr. Fierro. I'm a native of Phoenix with some roots in Tolleson. Is your family from Tolleson?
Yeah, my whole family's from Tolleson.
I recognize that last name. It's a unique name.
And
I think you probably had a relative that was a good athlete at the school.
Yeah, Fabian.
Yeah, so I was going to ask if you're related to Fabian Fierro.
Yeah, that's my mom's brother. It's my uncle, but he baptized me as my Nino.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Fiore, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you would like to share?
Not really, man. I wouldn't mind being out there again, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen. But if I was out there, I would do things right, you know? But that's about it. No matter what you guys' decision is, I respect it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fiore. And do know this, I don't know how the board's going to vote. We don't discuss the cases before we come into the boardroom, and we maintain a high level of integrity that way. But we do deliberate our cases in the open, so you'll be able to hear us. And I think you have a good attitude about the future. So regardless of how this goes, I hope you'll be ready to be productive and responsible when you come out one way or the other, okay, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Board's in, going to be going into discussion. Mr. Fiore, again, it may sound like we're talking with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself? So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll get back to you shortly with a decision.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Fiore has been very candid with the board, and I appreciate that. I think he's showing some character by being straightforward about his plight. Unfortunately, community supervision did not seem to work out too well for him. He had to move more than one residence. There were the employment issues, the rent issues, and some problems both maintaining his classes and keeping up with his urinalysis. I don't want to be cold and make it sound easier than it sounds, but he really only has about 3 months, maybe almost exactly 3 months of his flat sentence left, and I think that time might be best used for him putting together a plan to his return to the community, where he'll have much more control over the sort of hours that he keeps in his work, how he, you know, where he lives. And I think if he waits till March, he'll be able to come out, pursue his own interests. There'll be no parole officer, no community corrections, and hopefully he'll return to the community productive and responsible. That's where we'll begin the discussion. Any input from my colleagues?
No, I agree with you 100%, sir.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3699, our pleasant discussion with Mr. Fiore, which I appreciate, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Fiore was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he was avoiding substance abuse counseling. He had some failures to provide urine specimen. We have referenced that he had a positive for THC as well as fulfilling the board of directives of his parole officer for 6 days, in which we cannot account for his behavior, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Fiore. Your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about March 24, 2018. If you heard the discussion, you'll be out in just about 3 months. We do want to see you succeed when you come out of the system, and we would encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your return, concentrating on your work plan, where you want to live. You'll be free of community supervision when you come out. You can pursue your own interests. We do wish you the best. And this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Fiore.
Thank you, and all you guys have a good day.
You too, thank you.